Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the job skills gap.
Well, this is an ongoing issue that's starting to be identified as more and more important, and it's that problem where we have lots of job openings and lots of workers who need jobs, but the skills of the workers don't fit the jobs requirements.
That seems to be a problem that I remember hearing about many years ago. So,
right.
So this is not something that's really new, as you said, but how do we address it, I
guess? Right, and it's really not new, especially in rural areas. And in rural Minnesota, there's many examples of places where businesses, manufacturers, even businesses in the IT field need workers, but in that particular community or that particular county, there aren't enough workers that have the right skills to fill those jobs. And it's a long-term issue, but it's something that the state's trying to address now. The last fall, the governor pulled together his governor's workforce development council to kind of crack the whip and get going on this issue. And it's just something that's developed. There's some very, very interesting data on the workforce development's job site. And one of them is that in about 8 years, 70% of the jobs that'll be available in Minnesota are going to require a post-secondary degree or certification or some kind of education past high school. And right now, only 40% of workforce age Minnesotans have any kind of post-secondary credentials.
Is that across the entire state or is that specific to rural Minnesota?
That's across the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's an issue. So, and clearly this can't continue as long as those requirements are going to be out there.
Right. If there's going to be any kind of economic recovery, any kind of increase in wages, something we hear a lot about now is how when you start adjusting for inflation, wages have actually fallen over the last 30 years. Well, when you start examining whose wages are actually falling, you find that people who have only a high school education, high school degree or less, their wages have been falling continuously. People who have post-secondary education, their wages are actually growing and have been growing, you know, not phenomenally, but growing.
At least keeping up with inflation.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating. So I presume higher education is trying to adapt to these increasing needs, or is it already the infrastructure's there, people just aren't taking advantage of it? Which is it?
I'd say higher education is starting to try to tackle this issue. And it's going to take cooperation between the businesses and the higher education institutions. To me, at least, it seems like a lot of the problem is just plain geography. You have people in a place and a business in a place. And especially in rural areas, they have a hard time getting people who have the skills who are someplace else to actually come to where they are.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Marnie. That's all the time we have for right now, but we'll do part two next week. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. Thanks for tuning in.